for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Friday, March 6, 2015.
Order now at PapaJohns.com.
Well, maybe not in Harlem. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman obtained a judgment against five Papa John pizza restaurants in Harlem for underpaying hundreds of delivery workers. The judgment for more than $2 million is against New Majority Holdings and the franchise operator Ronald Johnson. Schneiderman said within the last 2 months, courts have found that two Papa John's franchisees owe almost $3 million to their workers.
They were rounding down workers' hours, failing to pay legally required overtime premiums, failing to reimburse employees for costs of purchasing and maintaining the bicycles they need to make deliveries, and paying delivery workers the lower tipped minimum wage, even though they were assigned to a substantial amount of untipped work.
One of the Papa John's implicated in the scheme is on 145th Street and Broadway in New York City Councilmember Mark Levine's district.
I'll tell you, this is not an administrative problem or a bureaucratic problem or an accounting slip-up. This is a crime. And it has to be treated as a crime no less serious than robbing a bank. In fact, by many estimates, the amount of total wage theft in New York City runs into the hundreds of millions, which is more than we lose in all bank robberies combined. The difference is that here the victims are not powerful financial institutions. They are regular men and women, mostly men, mostly immigrants, who don't have high-priced lawyers or security teams.
Schneiderman applauds the courage of workers who come forward and report wage violations. The AG said his office can only prosecute violations when workers have the courage to come forward, as they did in this case. New York County Supreme Court Justice Joan Kenney ordered New Majority and Ronald Johnson to pay $2,126,166.34 in owed wages, unreimbursed expenses, liquidated damages, and interest.
Many of you have seen or have heard a slogan for Papa John's Pizza: better ingredients, better pizza. Well, ladies and gentlemen, judgment sends a powerful message to dishonest businesses, worse employers, bigger penalties.
Monies recovered under this judgment will be distributed by the Attorney General to the underpaid employees of all five stores. The judge's order also requires payment of proceeds from any sale of New Majority's stores to the Attorney General. It also requires New Majority to comply with New York labor law going forward. This week, council members Carlos Menchaca and Brad Lander from Brooklyn were arrested, this outside a Park Slope car wash in solidarity with striking workers. Also arrested was the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers International and the president of the Retail Wholesale and Department Store Union, Stuart Applebaum. Outside of Vegas Auto Spa, he said wages are being stolen, tips are being stolen, dignity is being denied. We won't accept it. It hurts each one of us. The civil disobedience was to draw more attention to the plight of car wash heroes. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Education officials say about half of the earliest applicants to New York City high schools have been matched to their first choice. They say 86% or more than 65,000 students were accepted by one of their top five choices. That's an increase of 2 percentage points over last year. This is only the first round of applications. The next deadline is March 21st. Results are expected in May. Schools Chancellor Carmen Farina said she's pleased more students were offered their higher-ranked choices. In New Jersey, a bad deal for the environment was announced, a $225 million settlement with ExxonMobil on Thursday. This over pollution at refineries in Bayonne and in Linden. The state originally sought $8.9 billion in damages. More than 1,500 acres of wetlands, marshes, meadows, and water in northern New Jersey were contaminated by Exxon. Democrats have harshly criticized Governor Chris Christie's administration over what they say is a bad deal.
The plane was landing. The runway is about 7,000 feet, approximately 45 to 5,000 feet down the runway.
A Delta airplane from Atlanta skidded off a LaGuardia Airport runway while landing during a snowstorm yesterday. It crashed through a chain-link fence. Its nose came perilously close to the icy waters of Flushing Bay. Passengers saddled with bags and bundled up in heavy coats and scarves were helped down from a wing and onto the snowy pavement just feet from the water. Everyone was silent as the plane slid. Passengers said some children started crying after it came to a stop. One passenger said, "If we wouldn't have hit the snowbank, we'd be in the water right now." LaGuardia is one of the most congested airports in the U.S. Its two runways are shorter than those at most other major airports. Former U.S. Airways pilot John Cox, who's now CEO of Consultancy Safety Operating Systems, said, "At airports with longer runways, pilots will glide a few feet above the runway and gently touch down. At LaGuardia," he said, "you put the plane on the ground and stop it." The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. They'll deliver their report in upcoming days with information from looking at damage to the aircraft and the plane's flight data and cockpit voice recorders. Roman Catholic Cardinal Edward Egan, the former Archbishop of New York, has died. The Archdiocese of New York says Egan died Thursday afternoon. He was at NYU Hospital and died from cardiac arrest. Pope John Paul appointed Egan as leader of the Archdiocese in the year 2000 to succeed the late Cardinal John O'Connor. Egan was Archbishop during the September 11th attacks, during which he anointed the dead at a Lower Manhattan hospital. He presided over many funerals for victims. He was a scholar of church law and spoke Latin fluently. John Paul chose him to help with the massive job of reviewing a revised canon law code for the global church. New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Vivodito said Cardinal Egan was especially active in his advocacy for immigration reform. "We continue to honor his calls for humane and just immigration policies to this day." Edward Egan was 82 years old. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.